We're in search of a pyramid for our GeoQuiz today, and no, it's not in Egypt. It's in Eastern Europe, about 1,000 miles away. But like the Egyptian pyramids, this landmark was built to honor a leader. He was a communist dictator who has headed an oppressive regime. The leader's been dead for 18 years now, and the pyramid is in ruins. There are plans to tear down the landmark and construct a government building in its place. Still don't know where we are? Well, here are some more clues for you. The Mystery City is the capital of Eastern Europe's last communist government, and the country was known as the Hermit of the Eastern Bloc, hostile to both NATO and the Warsaw Pact. It even turned its back on China after President Nixon's breakthrough visit to Beijing in 1972 because it thought China was turning bourgeois. What's the name of this European capital city with a prominent pyramid dedicated to a despot? We'll be back with the answer after the break. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. To recap our GeoQuiz now, we're looking for a European city with a pyramid-shaped monument built to honor its former communist dictator, Enver Hoxha. The answer is Tirana, Albania. That pyramid is still standing, but it's starting to crumble. Albanians have been trying to figure out what to do with the pyramid for years now. Just last month, the parliament in Albania passed a bill to tear it down, but opponents of the demolition are circulating petitions to save the building, and the current president is deciding whether to sign the bill or side with the protesters. From Tirana, Matthew Brunwasser gives us a tour of the controversial pyramid.
The Bazaar Monument Museum is something like 8 stories tall. It's housed an international cultural center, a cafe, and the U.S. Agency for International Development. One of Albania's first independent TV stations is still operating here. Skerdi Drenova from Top Channel is showing me around.
And that is called Disco, that was built for nightclub, 91, never worked. So we took it and transformed it in production studios. We produce here.
In the cafe at the base of the pyramid, Albanian journalists enjoy macchiatos and cigarettes while they discuss the issues of the day. Top Channel employees clearly have a good reason to want to save the building, but many here oppose destroying it for philosophical reasons. Journalist Alisa Misliu.
It's part of our country. We cannot destroy everything that we had. It's part of us. Even communism, it's part of our country. It's part of our history. Have you destroyed everything that was bad in your country, that brings you bad memories?
Her colleague, Helidon Tahirai, writes for one of the current affairs programs and used to be a prosecutor. He says it's hard for Albanians to deal with the communist past because the old system still lives inside people's heads.
Many people in Albania have strong links with communism. Some of them have been spies, secret police, yes, Stasi or KGB. They've got links with the past. Albania is changing, but not in the right direction. It's going to take a long time, probably one generation or two.
From the outside, the pyramid looks abandoned and decayed. The marble surface is gone, and the concrete shell is broken and covered with graffiti. The passersby I spoke with all wanted it fixed, not erased, like Hairie Vito, who works in a shoe factory.
Well, now it's ruined. When the building was new, it was beautiful. We used to visit inside to see the exhibits. But now look at the state it's in. What's there to like about it? If they fix it and put some money into repairs and renovation, it could be something useful and nice for the young people.
One might be tempted to view the difficulties Albanians have in deciding the pyramid's future as symbolic of the country's difficult post-communist transition. But the Albanians I talk to see the inaction and bickering about the monument as a symbol of their leader's corruption and incompetence. Eralde Murata is a student of finance.
I think this has been used to avoid people noticing other problems that are more important. I think it should stay where it is.
If the new parliament is built here, it's supposed to open for business in November 2012, in time to celebrate the centennial of Albania's independence. This makes Albanians think of their future parliament building much like their democracy. They're not expecting a great job. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Tirana, Albania.
Time was when Albanian kids would slide down the sides of the pyramid in the snow. You can see the famous Enver Hoxha pyramid in Tirana, glorious if bizarre in all its graffiti. We have a slideshow at theworld.org. Congratulations go out today to Robin from Indianapolis, Tim in Long Beach, California, and Kathy from Sun City, Arizona. They are today's selected winners for our GeoQuiz texting game. If you'd like to play the texting game on your phone, just text GeoQuiz to 69866.